All right, well, let's have a look at this next puzzle, because I see what you did there. So in this puzzle, we have a series of letters and a line, another series of letters below it, and then we have a series of numbers and a line, and a series of numbers below that. And that's really all there is in this puzzle. We know that this series probably continues, because we have this ellipsis at the end, this dot, dot, dot. And there's really not that much else to go on here, so we're going to have to see what we did here, pretty much. And the key here is to figure out that there's a pattern to the things above and below the letter line. If you look really carefully at the things on the top, what do you notice about those letters, Aaron?
They all seem to be made up of straight lines.
Yeah, those are the letters that have only straight lines in them. And below the line, on the other hand, we have letters that have curved lines, like the B and the D and so on. Mm-hmm. And so if we continue this series out, we can put all the letters that have only straight lines on the top and all the letters that have sort of a curved line below, and we end up with this sort of organization of the alphabet. And that's where the second half of this puzzle sort of comes into play. So now we have numbers above the line and numbers below the line. And the catch here is to realize that when we're talking about 13 above the line, we're actually talking about the 13th letter above the line. So this is not exactly mapping, you know, one is A, two is B. It's actually one above the line would be A, two above the line would be E, because that's the second letter above the line, mm-hmm. And so on. So this 13 corresponds to X, this 14 corresponds to Y, and if we proceed all the way and use letters above and below the line as the puzzle indicates, we end up with xylophone.